Hey guys, this is Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
The ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, leave feedback, and a five-star review. And we are brought to you by Stanley Law Offices, Brewerton Ace Hardware, Rosie's Corner, and our terrific, terrific friends at Camillus Golf Club. Go grab your 2022 membership today, CamillusHillsGolfClub.com, and make sure you follow them on Facebook. Go check out everything they have to offer. What a great place it is. They've got an unbelievable clubhouse, great pro shop. They've got everything and anything you want on the golf course. 18 holes of spectacular championship golf and, you know, just terrific greens. It's maintained well. The views are great. Get your membership today to Camillus Golf Club, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. He is the studio host for the NHL on TNT, one of the best in the business, Liam McHugh on Twitter, at Liam underscore McHugh. Liam, thanks for coming on once again, pal. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year. It's good to talk.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to start with the Winter Classic because, man, I love this event. I really do. I mean, the atmosphere, the players are into it. It's always freezing cold. The guys coming out of the tunnel, the air, you know, that you can see the breath, right? And they just, they're outside like it's, you know, they're 4 or 5 years old again on the back ponds of all the Canadian provinces, right? So what was your take on this year's Winter Classic? And where do you have it on your list of sporting events? I think it's an ultimate bucket list to attend. I've never been, but I'd love to go.
Yeah, I think it is a bucket list for a lot of fans. You know, I was lucky that a few years ago we did one at Citi Field, which is not too far from where I live and not too far from where I grew up. And I was able to bring some childhood friends there, some of whom are sports fans, but not hockey fans. And they went out there and they were frozen, but they had a great time. You know, they were cracking beers. Beers were opening. They were immediately freezing up in there. You know, it really is one of those things that every sports fan should attempt to experience. I think it being in Minnesota is the perfect place. I mean, I know it's literally freezing. It was at one point, I think 9 below, but you saw the Minnesotans out there. They're used to that. It's cold. They don't go away and hide for the winter. They go out and they do things. They bundle up and they still have fun. So the atmosphere was incredible. And I can't get a few images out of my mind. Just this idea of the Blues players walking into the stadium in like full beach cabana wear and flip flops as if like, yeah, don't worry about us. We don't care about the cold. And then, like, fast forward to 45 minutes later, they're on the ice, and all of their beards have frost on them. It was just one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And, you know, I didn't get to go to this one, unfortunately, because, you know, we're trying to maintain some sort of, you know, health and safety protocols and make sure that we can keep doing shows and we're not missing people. So I was bummed out about that. But, you know, I've been to a bunch of them, and I would say Minnesota, just from what I watched and, you know, what I've heard from other people, it ranks up there, maybe top five we've ever had outside.
Okay, the Sabres, obviously, since you and I last talked, they were able to dump Eichel to Vegas. They got a haul back for him. In that deal comes Peyton Krebs, a really talented guy who's already showing his skill set, and Alex Tuch, who's a Baldwinsville native, as you know. And now he's playing a couple hours up the I-90 thruway, Liam, for his hometown team, his childhood team. He's super pumped to be there. They're obviously in a rebuild. He knows that. I want your opinion on Tuch in Buffalo. I happen to think that maybe it's him, Krebs, Dylan Cousins, and then either Owen Power or Rasmus Dahlin and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who are like the big five core guys now in this new Kevin Adams era, this new post-Eichel era. Alex Tuch in Buffalo, how does he fit in? How do you think he'll do long-term?
I think you mentioned the most important thing right up front, which is that, you know, he has ties to the area. He loves the Buffalo Sabres, and he wants to be a part of it. And that is enormous. You know, you want someone who wants to, because this is a trade, basically. They need to get rid of Eichel. They need to find someone who would deal with them. They found someone who would deal with them. And if you bring people back, there's always a chance you bring people back who are like, I don't really know if this is where I want to make my career. Sure. But you have someone who is extremely happy about this. And especially when you're leaving a team that, let's face it, is competing for a Stanley Cup. I mean, you're leaving a team in Vegas that had Eichel not gone there and they just kept their core, would still be, you'd have to consider a team you know, one of the favorites to make the Western Conference Final, if not the Stanley Cup Final. So it's a tough thing to deal with if you're Tuck, but he wants to be there. You can build around him. Krebs is talented. There are pieces there. Dahlin is obviously very talented. You mentioned many guys there where I think you're all, you got some youth, you have some extreme talent that maybe has been inconsistent at times, but hopefully can round into form as they get a little bit older. You know, again, this is a team that is probably not going to be in the mix next year. But you can build with this team. You can absolutely build with this team. And, you know, I've been saying it for years. My hope is that Buffalo is relevant. You know, I'm not even at the point where it's like, hey, make a deep run in the playoffs, make a run at the cup. I just want them to be relevant because the fans up there are spectacular. They tune in. They love this game. They want to support that team. And it pains me when I, you know, it was months ago even, when I turned the TV on and I'd see the arena and it looked just dead. I don't want to see that. I want to see that place packed. I want to see it buzzing. And I'm hopeful that you can go into next year with, let's face it, at least you don't have the uncertainty. You know that this is your team, this is your core, and you can build from this. And I think once you have that in Buffalo, you have people that the fans can latch on to, they can relate to, and they can get behind. So it's not going to be next year, but they're taking some steps here, and you have to like them.
I'll tell you what, you know, there's a Sabres thing, obviously, that's going on, but there's a hockey thing going on in Buffalo because unless people aren't paying attention, Sabres haven't been in the playoffs in quite a long time. Liam, the ratings are still through the roof in that city. When they're not in it, they're still in the top 3 to 5 in America.
100%. You know, it's and I don't think people realize that. But I mean, and I take it for granted because it's something that I've just known for years. Because it's funny, when I first started covering this nationally and I was at NBC, I did the last Sabres playoff run, which tells you how long ago that was and how old I am. And it was a very long time. And it wasn't a run. They played Philadelphia in the playoffs, and then they haven't played them, and they've had the longest playoff drought in the NHL.
2011, right?
Yeah. So you know, I see that, and I, you know, you feel like how depressed it must be for this fan base, yet they continue to tune in. They tune into all the broadcasts, all the national broadcasts, obviously all the Sabres broadcasts. So if you get a Sabre team that has momentum, has a little buzz, it means so much to Western New York.
Liam McHugh, NHL on TNT, our guest. Tampa Bay, oh my goodness. You know, it's hard to win a cup. It's hard to win another cup, harder. It's almost impossible to win three, especially all these in a row. Tampa's going for three in a row. And Tampa Bay is really, really, really good right now. And I think part of it is because they've found something there on that third line. You know, Goudreau's gone now. Coleman's gone. Gord's gone. And, gosh, they just don't miss a beat here, Liam. Is this team as good as the last couple of cup teams?
I think you can make the case.
Gosh.
Sure. I mean, because again, you still have, in my estimation, in my view, the best goalie in the world, which is huge. And that's going to be the edge when you get to the playoffs, because I think you could say that teams are comparable to them in the East. I think you could say like Carolina, every bit is good, Florida, every bit is good, but I'd much rather have Vasilevsky in both. And listen, both those teams are getting great goaltending as well. But I want Vasilevsky in net over any of those guys in a big moment. Stamkos looks fantastic this year, which is another big thing, because I think everyone thought, like, he's going to continue to dip. He's getting older. But I also would say that I think you saw Stamkos motivated this year beyond the titles. I think you saw Stamkos, who was, like, desperate to get to the Olympics, because he obviously couldn't go 4 years ago. And 4 years before that, you were talking prime Stamkos, and he broke his leg right before the Sochi Olympics, and he's never gotten to go. So you had a motivated Stamkos coming into this. You still have a team that's dealing with injuries. Kucherov, obviously Point was out for a while, yet they could, and as you mentioned, completely lost their third line. And, you know, a line that was like an identity line for them. You know, one you could put in there and grind and grit, yet they continue to move on. And a big part of that has got to be the fact that, man, John Cooper knows his team.
Yeah.
He knows how to get the most out of these guys. They respond to him. He probably also knows when to take the foot off the gas a little bit, because I get some veterans, and we've played a whole lot of hockey over the last few years. And if I push them too far, I'm going to burn these guys out. And I think when you see John Cooper, he feels like that guy. He's smart, but he's calm, and he's cool when he needs to be. And that's a huge bonus for that team. And not to mention, we always – Victor Hedman is spectacular. A spectacular player. He could win the Norris Trophy every year.
So,
why not? Three in a row? First team since the Islanders? It's not out of the question.
Outside of the obvious, Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Nathan MacKinnon, the obvious big star guys up at the top of the league, give me somebody maybe who's in the next deck who could join those guys, or even the deck after that. Maybe they're even a couple, 2-3 years younger than all of those players, which is really saying something, because now we have teenagers in the league that they just come in and dominate. I mean, it's unbelievable. These guys have been on travel teams. They've been competing at the highest levels. It's just like quarterbacks now in the NFL. They come right from high school to college. They're boom, they're ready, freshmen. Look at Bryce Young, boom, wins the Heisman. Yep. We've seen it go on for 5 to 10 years. Liam, it's no different in hockey. It's no different. Do you have a guy in that next tier or tier three who could be maybe within a year or two, he's right up at the top no matter what the position he plays?
Well, I mean, I think you have a couple guys who are probably right on that cusp coming into the season anyway, defensively, in Adam Fox and Cale Makar.
Yep.
But I would say at this point, they're already there. Hmm. They're already superstars, and they're young. And you can make the case that these two young guys are the best defensemen in the league right now. And it'll be tough to know who to choose number one out of those two, because they play a little bit differently. Makar is unbelievably amazing skater, incredible speed. Actually, the one guy you can mistake for Nathan MacKinnon skating on the ice. And Fox is, smart beyond his years, always in the right spot, always making the correct play, but great hands, great instincts. After that, listen, we hyped up Trevor Zegras a whole lot after that alley-oop pass, but Zegras has something. You know, he has a creativity and a flair, and he can do it on the fly. And what I love to hear about Zegras is, I made the case when, everyone was up in arms that Trevor Zegras did the alley-oop, and not everyone, John Tortorella obviously made the comments he made, and people reacted to those comments that it wasn't good for the game. And I said, well, I'd be curious, is Trevor Zegras the type of guy who knows that, hey, we're in Buffalo, we're probably going to win this game, and I'm going to try to make this play? Or is he the type of guy who's like, hey, game 7, game on the line, I'll still make the play? And a lot of people came back to me and said, for Zegras, it wouldn't matter. He's that confident that he can do anything with the puck at any time in any game, that even in a big moment with a lot of pressure, he would go out and try to make that play. So to me, if that's who Zegras is mentally, he is someone who in the next few years, if physically he starts to develop, if he puts on a little bit of weight, he could be the type of guy that is must-see TV every single night, because not only will he put up points and help your team win, but he's someone who you may see something you have literally never seen before. So I'm going to ride the Zegras hype train for as long as it goes, because I think he's got an amazing future.
Yeah, those are great picks. In the final couple minutes I have with you, Alexander Ovechkin just is not slowing down. And we talked about this last time. He continues to score goals. He's now got the power play goal record, and he's charging towards a great one. How many goals does this guy end up with, Liam, if he stays healthy?
It's incredible that we're talking about the potential for, high 50s season of goals for Alexander Ovechkin at this age.
Yeah.
And also, the fact is, he's not slowing down. He's hitting everybody, too, which I find amazing at that age. You got to keep your head on a swivel when Alexander Ovechkin's on the ice. He's not some old guy just drifting around. And I loved when he tied the power play mark. There's this great shot of him where he's skating in, but he doesn't even take a stride from center ice. It's like a stiff wind just sort of blew him in, and he's like, I'm not putting any effort. I'm just waiting. And then the puck came to him, and boom, he hammered it home. And I talked to some of the guys I work with about it, and I think it was Paul Bissonnette or Rick Tock, and they both said, the cool thing about that is it may look like he's not putting effort in, but the bigger thing is, he's not getting too excited. Guys in that situation, when they see that open ice, they race to the net. They're slapping their stick on the ice. Give it to me. I'm going to score. Ovechkin says, it'll get to me, and I know exactly what to do with it, and I'm not in the least bit concerned. It will happen. And the fact that he can do that at this level, and the whole game basically slows down to his pace when he wants to, speeds up when he wants it to, this is a guy who's going to break the record, and I think he's going to shatter it. He's going to break the record. He's going to keep going, and he's just going to continue to score goals. And it will eventually be, it'll be the type of record that idiot, it never gets broken. It wow. never even comes close. I think we're seeing greatness. We appreciate it to some degree, but we probably should appreciate it a lot more.
He's only 140 away right now. I mean, he's going to pass Jágr soon, and then here it is, right? This is like, you know, Ruth Mays, Nicholas Woods, or Woods Nicholas, whatever order you have it. This is, you know, Ali, who, you know, whoever, Joe Lewis. This is what we get to. We get to the last 3, 4, 5 names in these sports, man. And, you know, Brady and Jim Brown, Lawrence Taylor, Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky, man. That's it. Once he passes Jaromir Jágr, he's going to pass Gordie Howe probably next year if he stays healthy and we get all the games. And then it's Wayne. Liam, that's it.
and what I absolutely love about this is I think about whenever records like that are usually broken in sports, and usually we watch someone crawl to the finish line. And it's fun, but it's also a little bit sad, right?
Good
because
point.
It's like someone's kind of carrying this player just so they can break the record. And, you know, it's probably not beneficial for the team. The guy shouldn't even be out there. This is not the case. You know, this is a guy who seemingly at age 36, with the way he plays, you would expect him to break down. And he just doesn't. He just keeps going. And the one thing is the pure joy I see from him is something else that I thoroughly love about his game. He scores, he still celebrates. Nothing is old hat. His teammate scores, and he comes up with an assist.
Yep.
He loses his mind.
He goes nuts. Yeah.
And I love that. You know, this guy's got gray hair. He's got the toothy grin. He's missing some chiclets, and he's out there loving every second of it. And, you know, it's been cool to see his personality develop. He's doing commercials. We had him on the show. He was funny. Like, I love this for him. And I think the Washington Capitals are another team that's in the mix. So who knows? Maybe they make a deep playoff run. Maybe he gets another run of the Cup. This would all be great.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so well said. Liam McHugh, NHL on TNT, just crushing it. At Liam McHugh, actually at Liam_McHugh on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Liam, I always love chatting hockey with you. Please have a great 2022, and we'll do it again soon, my friend.
You as well. Always great coming on. Thanks so much.
It is absolutely unbelievable when you think about Alexander Ovechkin and that goal list that he keeps going up and up and up and up. And like I said, there's only two after he passes Jaromir Jágr. And no disrespect to Jágr, but Gordie Howe and Gretzky in the all-time annals of the sport are even higher than Jágr. You know, it's like baseball. You know, you have Harmon Killebrew, you have Reggie Jackson, you have Cal Ripken, Robin Yount, right? You've got Derek Jeter, you have Ken Griffey Jr., you have, I could go on and on and on, but yet all of them aren't Ruth, Aaron, Mays, Mantle, DiMaggio, Honus Wagner, you know, fill it in, right? Lou Gehrig, you know, it's unbelievable. And here's the thing with Ovechkin too, and I know that I've mentioned this before, but it has to be brought up again. Alexander Ovechkin is doing it in an era where the clutching and grabbing has been real until really recently, right? I mean, think of all the years that Ovechkin played where before they made the rule changes, you could go up and just hold and tug on guys for a long time. You know, he's been in the league since the 2004-2005 season. Back then, 04-05, 05-06, 06-07, 07, there were still traps. Teams still use traps. Teams could hold you. The two-line pass, you know, was called. I mean, that was then before they had changed the rules. And I forget what year they changed the rules, but Ovechkin's, you know, he played several years in those conditions. And he lost a bunch of games with coronavirus situation there just recently as well. So this guy, he's a treasure. He's an amazing player. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I hope he gets another crack at a cup. And I'm with Liam. I think it's awesome watching him, you know, the joy he plays the game with. You want that. You want your best players enjoying the game as much as anybody. Mike Lindsley with you. It's the ML Sports Platter, all brought to you by our great friends at the Syracuse Fitness Store. If you are in and around Central New York, get on over to Erie Boulevard. They've got a tremendous selection of workout equipment. Get healthy, get fit this 2022 calendar year. They have the exercise bikes. They have the Pelotons. They've got the Stairmasters. They've got the workout mats and the weights and a heck of a lot more at the Syracuse Fitness Store, the official fitness store of the ML Sports Platter. And a big tip of the cap, thank you as well to our good friends over at Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company, Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare, Ken's Auto Detailing, and Rosie's Corner. Pizza, pasta, hot and cold subs, wings, and more. Get to Rosie's for comfort food as well throughout the week. Meatloaf Monday, Turkey Slop Tuesday, Chicken and Biscuit Wednesday, and your Fish Friday as well. Rosie's Corner is a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor right in front of the Brewerton Bridge on Route 11 if you're in and around Central New York off the Bartell Road exit. Huge thanks to Liam McHugh. I'm Mike Lindsley. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.